age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised several to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Never marry this kind. You will not shimari in Jesus' name. Now, as we await our main speaker, I'd like to take a charge for a few minutes. You can call it an appetizer, a foretaste of what is to come. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you two, three kind of men or ladies that you should never marry. Hallelujah. And if you are married already, you trust God for grace. You carry your cross and trust God for grace. Hallelujah. Somebody to open your Bibles with me to the book of John. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10. The scripture says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Now listen to me very carefully. There are three decisions every man will need to take in life. How many decisions? Very important decisions of life. Call it the decision of life. He has a way of coining this particular decision. He calls it life-altering decisions. You know, it's not every decision that alter your life. For instance, what to wear? What should I eat this morning? How does that alter your life? No, it does not. But there are some decisions that alters your life. Three decisions. Number one is the choice of your Lord. Who is your Lord? Every man must make a choice on who or what he submits or she submits to as Lord. Lord, I mean L-O-R-D. In fact, some people decide not to take any decision about any lordship. That in itself is a decision. You know, we have some people who really do not believe in any Lord. They do not believe in any God. That in itself is a decision. Every one of us that is going somewhere in life, you have three decisions to take. What is number one decision? Decision about who becomes your Lord. Oluwa, Oluware, who becomes your Lord is very important. Is it God that you are submitting to as your Lord? Is it the devil? Even if you are a free thinker, you have not decided, you have taken a decision. You cannot sit on fence in this matter. See, I hear. So what is number one decision everyone must take? Decision about who becomes your Lord. Who is your Lord? How many of us you have not taken decision about who becomes your Lord? Let me see your hand. Okay, you have taken a decision on who is your Lord. Who your Lord is. Let me see your hand. Okay, you have not taken decision about who your Lord is. Raise up your hand. Okay. Now you have taken a decision of who becomes your Lord. Let me see your hand. So, who is your Lord? Some of them, we are not even sure. Who is your Lord? You are not bold to say it. Are you sure you are taking that decision? The second decision is decision about your pursuit. Your pursuit. When God brought Eve to Adam, Adam was doing something. That was why God said, I will give him what? An help meet. Not help mate. Oh. Read your Bible very well. I will give him an help meet. Help to meet. So if you are not doing something, you don't need a wife. So if somebody has come to propose to you that I want you to be my helper, ask him to do what? Abi, never marry a man. Don't let me go there now. It's not. There's nothing he's doing, and he wants an helper. You'll be useless and miserable in that home. There's nothing you want to help him to do because he has nothing to do. So, number one decision is what? Decision about who becomes your Lord. Every one of us must take that decision. And I am begging us to choose life, to choose Christ. If you have not chosen anyone, choose Christ. The scripture says, I've set before you death and life. Choose life. And the second decision is decision about your pursuit. If you are not pursuing anything, you are not supposed to be here. Because knowing who to marry, discovering a life partner before you discover your life purpose is an abnormality. You are putting the cart before the horse. So you must discover purpose or your pursuit before a partner. God did not bring Eve to Adam as the first thing. He gave Adam a job before a wife. See her here. Are you getting something? My own is just appetizer. I'm not the main speaker. But let me say my own so that all of us will be sitting down to hear from God's servant when she comes. And the third one is this decision about a partner. Decision, all these three decisions can alter a person's life. I was listening to your view on TVC. This yesterday, how many of us watched Your View? Did you watch yesterday edition? Oh, you missed. They brought a man who happens to be a life coach, and they were discussing about Baba Ijesha trending issue. You didn't watch it? Very interesting. And the man they brought told a story how he was a man defiled. He was not even up to 10 when he was defiled by a lady, like a big sister. And he became addicted to sex, and inordinate affection for sex began before he was even 11. There was nothing the lady did not do to this boy. And the man said, I quote him, he said, there is no sexual experience I didn't have before 12 except sleeping with animal. There was nothing the lady did not teach this man. He said his life was deformed before he even got to a teenager. And he said, but the time I became a Christian, decision about lordship, the moment I put my life under the lordship of Jesus Christ, he said, I had deliverance. I was delivered. I was set free. So you need to take a decision about who your Lord is, In fact, one of the reasons, one of the things that should make you to know who not to marry or marry is the lordship over that lady or that man. Who is the lordship over the lady, over the man? Some people, it may not be God, though. It may not be one big, powerful uncle. Praise the Lord. I wanted to marry a sister in those days. She was Igbo. And had proposed. And she has said, yes, and I've prayed that God has spoken to me. You will have not married an Igbo by now. And later, she came back and said, my uncle said that she should not marry a Yoruba boy. I said, your uncle? He said, yes. He said, but you told me that you have prayed. He said, I cannot deny my uncle lordship. So, three things, decision you must make. One, what's the number one? What is number two? What is number three? Now, I will tell you three or four and I will sit down. Then the program will continue. Now, who not to marry? Number one, don't marry or the kind that you should not marry. Don't marry a man or a woman that has not found Jesus. 1 John chapter 4 verse 10. No man, I've said it and I will continue to say it, no man can truly say I love you without that person receiving the love of Christ. You don't know what it takes to love until you have received love. You cannot give what you don't have. Whatever an unbeliever offers you in form of love, oh, he's so loving, is sensual, not deep. Sensual. He buys me ice cream. Sensual. He buys me Valentine's gift. Sensual. He's not born again. He doesn't come to church, but he's a nice person. You are taking a risk. Even those who are born again, they are struggling. The kind not to marry, any person that has not received Christ, that has not received the love of Christ, cannot give you love. That person cannot give you love. Look at it. Hearing is love. Not that we love God, but that he loves. You see, you can't love until you understand the love of God. You cannot love. You cannot. You cannot. So, the number one kind that you must never marry is an unbeliever. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 6. 14. I hope I'm right. Do not be unequally yoked. Check it before you paste it though, so that at the end of my word. 1 Corinthians, DJ. Eri. 1 Corinthians, day 6. Praise the Lord. I think it's in 1 Corinthians 6. Is it 1 Corinthians 6? Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Search it now. It's 1 Corinthians 6, 14, or thereabouts. Huh? 6, 14. Second. Shall I try? Okay. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. DJ. Hallelujah. Can you see? Can you give it? Give us that scripture in a message. Message Bible Translation and New Living. Let's see how message renders that scripture. Message Bible Translation. Don't become partners with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That is not partnership. That is war. Never marry this kind. A lot of people, they are going into a war because of the choice of the person they have decided to marry. What I call it, war. War. Your marriage will not be a war in Jesus' name. You will need a life, the life of God, before you need a life partner. Whoever you want to marry must have the life of God before what? Before a life partner. You need life before life partner. You need the love of God before you seek love in a relationship. Whoever has not truly, that's message. Okay. Can we see the New Living Translation of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14? New Living Translation. Thank you. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? Do you know some people are managing unbelievers? In fact, they will tell you they are better than Christians in the church. You see, I prefer that man. He's sincere and down to earth, even though he drinks and smoke, but he's a nice person. His yea is yea and no is no. He's better than brothers in church. You have heard something like that before? Let me see your head. You have heard something like that before? It's boring. You are going to a war. I've made this analogy that a believer is like a salt. If you put salt in a hot water and you taste that hot water, will it be salty? Will the hot water be salty? You don't understand what I'm saying, say? If there's boiled hot water and you put salt in it and you try to taste it, will the salt reflect in hot water? It will taste, you will still see, it will be salty hot water, Abby. Yeah. If you put salt in a warm water and you taste it, will it be salty? Will it be salty? If you put salt in a cold water, very cold water, will the saltness disappear? That is who marrying a believer is. You may fight, but the fight will have an end. You will see enjoying him if he's truly born again. He may even backslide, he will come back to God. If he offends you, he will come and apologize. If he's hot, the salt will reflect. Even in his anger, the anger will not be the anger of an unbeliever. When Joseph was angry, the Bible says Joseph was a righteous man. He did not want to disgrace Mary. So his anger was tamed because he had the seed of God on the inside of him. Don't let an unbeliever shock you. Let me tell your neighbor, don't let an unbeliever shock you. Number two, never marry this kind. Never marry a man or a woman. Listen to this, oh. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Say yes. Never marry a man or a woman that is not your mate. Hey! I know ladies will be saying, ah, pastor, me that I'm hiring a senator. Now, Isaiah chapter 34, I'm going to back up every of my points with Bible. And I will explain. The reason why a lot of people are in a wrong relationship, or they are, some marriages are in war zone, is because they were not made at the time they said, I do. I'm going to explain who a mate is. Now, have you given me Isaiah 34, 15 to 16? Isaiah 34. There shall the great hole make a nest, and lay an arch, and gather under a shadow. There shall the vulture also be gathered, every one with her mate. Let's see 16. Seek ye out of the book of the law and read. No one of these shall fail. Let me read the next line. Now, what God promised you is your meat. Now, the question is, Pastor, because some of us, we are already putting calculator. Is it meat by age? Hallelujah. Now, a meat. I checked the salary, and I checked some other materials, and I have four meanings of a meat. A meat is a fellow member of a team. A fellow member of a team. Maybe a church team, a church department, school department, somebody that you know, that is a mate. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. Who is a mate? A mate is a friend. Who is a mate? A mate is a friend. Number three, who is a mate? Someone in the same age bracket, social bracket, academic bracket. You are 21, the guy is 49. You belong to two different generations. Two what? Two different generations. In as much as I won't really preach age, but it must be a bracket, a close bracket. Maybe somebody said 5 years. It's okay. Okay, he's 5 years older than you. He's still okay. Amen. But if the guy is 15, 20, 25, 30 years older, that is not a marriage. Because you are in different zones. It's analog, you are digital. Your iPhone is 3310. It can never work. It can never work. It can't work. It can't work. Then who is not your mate? If you are not in the same bracket, I have seen some ladies who are trusting God for people who are way, way outside their bracket, academically, and some guys too. They are begging you to go and do your HND. You refuse to go. And you are trusting God for somebody who has a PhD holder. You are in trouble. Your mate that God promised you is number one, a friend. Somebody say a friend. Please marry your friend. Marry what? If a stranger comes to you and propose, don't say yes. Don't do what? Some people have said yes to strangers who, and they will use scripture to tie you down. Sister. And they will walk up to you and they will tell you, the Lord, as I woke up this morning, actually, I stay at Oluyole Extension, and the Holy Spirit just woke me up. He said, go to Samanda. There is a church there. Walk up, you see a lady attending the singles meeting. Just walk up to her. That is the person that you should marry. Eh? Ah, system, you see, that system has expired since. That's expired. So, who is a mate? A fellow member of a team. Who is a mate? A friend. Who is a mate? Someone that you are in the same bracket. Same bracket, age-wise. I've not said the same age, but same bracket. It works better. So that you not just be, you not just be an appendage in that hole. Because of the differentials. Somebody asked a question, a lady, he said, I'm having trouble in my home. See, people are having problems in their marriages. He said, I'm having trouble in my home. When I met my husband, he was a school start holder, and he agreed to marry me, and the lady has a master. So he said, they married, and he has been trying to encourage the man to further. Now he has PhD now. The husband is still at school start, And there is problem in the house because of that. Any small thing, you say it's because you go to school. Mate. Bracket wise. You have not started earning your first salary and you are trusting God for a senator. You are not the same bracket. You will thank me later. You are not in the same bracket. Am I saying say no? If a senator comes, of course, you may not say no. But make sure you pray very well. You have not started earning your first salary. You have not earned 20,000 in a month. And somebody came, a senator from Abuja, and said, I want to marry you. And because he's a senator, she meets. Try to work within the same bracket. When my time is up, let me know. Hallelujah. So what is number one? What is number one? The kind of man not to marry. A man that has not found Jesus. What is number two? A man that is not your mate. Just take it. The same bracket. It's good. It works better. You may not have the same educational qualification, but it must close. But he didn't go to school at all. And you have a master. It may not matter now because love, they do you kind. But when you enter now, you go clear from your eye. Oh, you are 25. He's 55. First marriage, not a divorcee. And coming to... The bracket is too wide. You are in different generation. You belong to two different generations. Let me share a personal secret with you. Let me check whether the daughter or the son of the woman is not here. Thank you. Kosimbi. I hope this is not live stream. Praise God, I'm free. A woman came to me, a grandmother. She's around 50, close to 50, maybe 49, 50. The husband is above 82 this year. So, he said, Pastor, help me pray. Daddy is not strong. Must you not pray for daddy only? Okay, I said, let's pray. Father, give strength to daddy. Talking about our husband. Lord, give strength to daddy. Give strength to daddy. Give strength to daddy. I didn't understand the meaning of strength. So I was thinking, physical. I said, Lord, I receive healing. Lord, we recommend healing to the body of the man. Receive physical strength. You'll be able to do what you cannot do. Every hair campaign with your body. Get out! In the name of Jesus! I was praying that prayer almost every Sunday. One day, he said, Pastor, you are not praying, no? I said, I'm praying. I said, Daddy is not strong. I said, Daddy is not strong, okay? But I've been praying. I didn't understand that. Until one day, I said, Mama, Ewa, this is your stronging. What? Let me know exactly what you want me to pray about. He said, you see, it's been more than close to 7 or 8 years that Daddy has tortured. I said, Yelenso, Daddy is 82. Daddy is 82. She's about 50, maybe 50, 51. Daddy can never be strong to the level of mommy. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? Because when they marry, they were in two different generations. A generation going to set, and your generation that is just rising. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You marry a man that is on the going down, you are just rising. It can never work. So what God promised you, when I see some ladies, even some guys, the reason why they are not yet made up their mind is because they are looking for somebody who is not their mate. Mufe gbapali. Mufe fi sister gbapali. So they will not marry, no matter the social bracket, how wide it is, they will not mind. And when they enter, they will become an appendage, boy, to the woman. Sit down there. Okay. Hallelujah. Let me mention one more and I drop microphone. Then Brashion, you come and take microphone from me. The choir, you get set as we wait for Reverend Mrs. Hallelujah. So I hope you have gotten something. Hey, madam. Never marry this kind. No matter the money, if there is no connection, please don't go for it. If you are not in the same bracket, mate, don't go for it. Hallelujah. Number three, never marry an incomplete man or incomplete woman. Never marry an incomplete man or incomplete woman. See, it is not marriage that will complete you. You must be complete. Marriage is not half plus half equals one. Marriage is one plus one equals one. You must have a life of your own before you need a life partner. So that if they take a life partner, you still have your life. You must do what? You must have a life of your own before you go seek for a life partner. Some ladies are not just doing anything to have a life. They are waiting for your husband to come and give them life. It will never work. You are incomplete. Colossians chapter 2 verse 10. The scripture says, we are complete in him. You must be complete. It is not the woman. The person you are marrying will only complement you. There's a difference. The man will only complement you, not complete you. So you must have a life before you ask God for a life partner. You must have a life before you ask God for a life partner. You must have a life. Somebody say, I must have a life. I can't hear us. Before I have a life partner. So what are you doing? Don't marry an incomplete man. You see, what are you doing? I'm planning to see. Don't marry a man because of his vision. Marry a man because of what he's doing to his vision now. Some guys can sweet tongue you. If you see the way some guys have set out their vision. If you see the way some guys have set out their vision, you will think it will happen tomorrow. And they are doing nothing about it now. In fact, the Lord is calling me to ministry. I'm going to be a pastor. I will have a large church. And he's running away from workers' meeting. And he's not a worker now. In fact, I'm going to wax album. The Lord has told me my music ministry will go everywhere. And he's not in the choir now. So don't marry a man because of his vision. Marry a man because of what he's doing now about his vision. Pursuit. See, I hear. So don't go and marry a man or a woman that does not have a life of his own. And the last one, as I drop microphone, is never marry an insecure man. Never marry what? Who is an insecure man? Somebody tell me. Who is an insecure man? Or insecure woman? Who wants to help me? Are you ready? Is you? I'm using style to wait for. Are you ready? Or I should continue speaking? Are you like him as a law? Praise the Lord. We only take you or take choir. Once mommy enter now, we can't take the two. Is it that we take you or take you are? Can we take the choir now? She's not ready. Praise the Lord. Wait, don't rush. Relax. Relax. Who is an insecure man? Okay. Who is an insecure woman?
An insecure man or woman is someone that doesn't trust you. Someone that doesn't trust you. Has issues, trust issues.
Okay, has trust issues. A lady was sent to my place of work. I've shared the story before. To come and do IT. No, sorry. Come and do youth service. Praise the Lord. Don't be distracted. Now, She just got married not quite long that she was called up for youth service. So every time she's with us as colleagues, you could always be hearing an argument. The guy, they just got married, they are based in Port Harcourt. The guy was in Port Harcourt, the lady somewhere in Ogun State. And one day we went to eat, and the guy called again. Every minute the guy will be calling, "Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are you now? What are you doing? Where are you now? Have you slept? Who is with you?" So we went to eat, and the lady shouted, the guy called again, "Where are you?" Say, "I'm in a restaurant, I'm eating. But I'm hearing voices." The lady said, "You hear voices, I'm eating, I'm not alone." So I knew there was a problem. The lady said, "Please, I'm eating, I'm in a restaurant. You will hear I'm hearing men's voices. "Oh yeah, come, darling sister. I'm hearing men's voices. Why will you not hear men's voices in a restaurant?" Hallelujah. Never marry a man or a woman that will put bodyguard. So I hope I've delivered something into our hands.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lifehouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.